This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown in for Lisa Mullins. NPR Music's annual Tiny Desk Contest draws thousands of video submissions from unsigned artists all over the country. This year, more than 250 entries came from Massachusetts, so we thought, why not shine a spotlight on them? Our own panel of judges chose its favorite from among the local entries. It's Space Girl by Francis Forever.
Space Girl.
Francis Forever is the stage name of Frances Garrett. She's a 20-year-old Clark University student who writes sad songs with cheerful melodies and witty lyrics. In the latest installment of Up Next, our ongoing series on emerging local musicians, WBUR music critic Amelia Mason has more on why she thinks we should pay attention to Frances Forever.
I was immediately charmed by Frances Forever's video of Space Girl. It's a song about being infatuated with someone, but they feel kind of unattainable at the same time. And it's also just really clever. You know, Garrett uses a lot of these really funny space metaphors in the song to describe her attraction to this girl. We just heard a part of the song that goes, "Girl, are you a Cancer? Because you make me cry when we kiss," which is a reference to astrology, and that's, you know, a big part of queer youth internet culture. And I think the song is very self-aware in this way. It's sort of poking fun at itself. The narrator of the song is totally earnest, but also sort of knows she's invoking a cliche. And Garrett told me that being playful and self-effacing is an important part of her sound.
Something that I hate about music these days is, oh, you can't put that lyric in because that's like a joke lyric. Like, that's not serious music. I really think that you shouldn't take yourself too seriously as a songwriter.
Garrett makes the kind of music that critics call bedroom pop. It has this sort of lo-fi sound. It's easily created on a computer at home. So it sounds homemade, and it's kind of quirky. Garrett likes to really play around with song structure. It's kind of unconventional in that way. But she listens to a lot of pop music, and I think you can hear that in her songs. They're very accessible and catchy. And she's also able to sing with this pop diva virtuosity occasionally when she wants to.
I cry a little bit cause I remember the times we had. When did it all end? But you're famous now and I don't know how to think again.
Frances Garrett, or Frances Forever as she goes by on stage, shares a lot of similarities with artists like Claro and Sidney Gish. Those are both young female songwriters who got their starts in Massachusetts, but probably owe their popularity more to internet algorithms. Garrett has a similar story. She told me she has a fan base at school, which got her a lot of Spotify plays. But then once you hit a certain point, the algorithm starts surfacing you on people's Discover playlists, which then gets you more plays. One of Garrett's songs actually has more than 15,000 streams on Spotify.
My bed is my only sanctuary. My mind is only temporarily stuck on the picture of your face, but I can't block out the memories.
Garrett grew up outside of Baltimore and moved with her family to Melrose, Massachusetts when she was a teenager. She and her sibling were both homeschooled, so that left a lot of time to study music. They were both in this really elite children's choir back in Maryland, where Garrett not only learned to sing, but got like really good ear training. And she also started studying piano when she was like 6 or 7. So she really had a head start when it came to music. And I think that helps explain why she has such a sure sense of her own sound and melody and harmony and so much poise.
I don't deserve love that I'm getting, and I don't preserve love that I got.
Frances Forever's songs are really catchy and often really funny, but they're always a little melancholy. Garrett told me that she often writes songs when she's upset about something or needs to work through it. So, for example, she wrote the song Frankenstein Wannabe when she was having kind of a crisis about what to do with her life and feeling really doubtful about her own abilities and talents.
I was sort of thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could take all these like nasty parts of my brain that think like this and like replace it with something else so I'm like a perfect person.
Don't got one original thought inside my head. I won't be alone with myself even going to bed. My pieces are made of other people's pieces. My frontal lobe is from some Russian acrobat. My hippocampus is, I can't remember, a cup of this and a pinch of that.
There's definitely a universal sentiment in Frankenstein Wannabe. I mean, I think most people have felt unsure of themselves at some point. And a lot of Garrett's songs, I think, are relatable to many kinds of people. But she also really captures a specific feeling of being young right now, you know, on the cusp of adulthood, in the internet age, you know, all the uncertainty of that moment. And she manages to find a lot of beauty and catharsis in it.
And now a non-existent. Got no inner resistance. I only hear a voice on the radio.
For Amelia Mason's full write-up on Frances Forever, go to the Artery section of WBUR.org. And you can see Frances Forever live at WBUR City Space this Friday, August 23rd.